Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, April 13th, 1951, Advocate urges registration. On this day, April 13th, 1951, the Advocate newspaper issued a loud plea for Barbadians to participate in the registration process for the upcoming general elections, the first under universal adult suffrage. The law governing this new reality was passed in 1950, giving Barbadians 21 and over the right to vote. In its editorial, the paper outlined that government had already taken steps to ensure that the process went smoothly, with regular press statements about the importance of registration and the appointment of 213 assistant registration officers and 22 supervisors. Praising the government for initiating this process, the Advocate noted that it was not enough to leave the issue of registration to the political parties to register persons who might be sympathetic to their policies. The process, the paper noted, had started on April 2nd to be completed in June. However, the paper was very concerned that thousands of Barbadians had been obstructing the registering officers. Some had opposed registration on religious grounds. Others who had qualified under the property and income requirement were of the view that it was not necessary to register again. There was the view that women, by virtue of their registration, would be selected to be jurors for the Court of Grand Sessions, and persons, the paper added, wanted to be paid for their registration. The paper explained that the process of registration under the old system was now obsolete. Under that system, those in possession of the qualifications went to the Justice of Peace, swore his or her qualifications, and handed them to the registering officer. In urging persons to be registered and comply with the process, the Advocate's editorial explained that the proper functioning of government rested upon this process. If there is not registration, the paper observed, there can be no voters' list, no election, no House of Assembly, and so no proper form of government. Registration, the paper urged, is then the first step in the formation of government, and it is the duty of every citizen aged 21 to fill in the forms delivered to them. This serious public message, issued on this day, April 13th, 1951, played a role in the eventual registration of over 95,000 voters for the December 13th, 1951 general election.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.